stayed on. The Joe Malin Orchestra, under the direction of Frank Owens. This is it's a brand new thing. Oh no, oh you, no this, no it's not Hamble, haha. This is what? No, it's called Just the Way You Are. One, two, one, two, three, seven.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Gee, but it's great to be back home. Home is where I want to be. I've been on the road so long, my friend. And if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story. What you come here for, boy? You better get your bags and flee. You're in trouble, boy, and now you're heading into war. It's the same old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
It's ice.
Is it ice or is it ice?
Ice city ice.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ice city ice.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Ice.
This is all that radio and all that ice.
There's a lot of ice. Actually, there's a rapidly declining amount of ice in this world.
That's the first thing that we need to talk about today, is that we've officially decided as the ice show that, that you know, it's all good, it's icy. It doesn't have to be ice, it's just icy.
We could just...
It won't even be icy, you could sail through the North Pole pretty soon.
We could emulate the ice caps.
Emulate? How
so? You gotta talk louder.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the other one.
Oh, well,
the other
yeah.
The one.
Another one. All right. All right. That got us sidetracked a little bit last week, so let's not let that happen again.
That was so fun, though.
Oh, the reason that you weren't being loud is because your mic was off.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, hey. Nice. My cough's getting better, folks, so just, you know, get there one week at a time.
For those who've been following along.
For those who've been following the cough.
The cough saga.
I was told yesterday that my cough was heard. Not someone related to me.
Uh-huh.
Moving right along, let's play some music and then we'll prepare a good show for you. You know, get the script out and get all that. Whatever.
We've got a great show
and all that ice.
All that ice.
All right. That's a wrap. And, that's what I was saying. Yep.
Woo! What a time. Thanks, Mom, for that album. That was Kate Bush's live album, Before the Dawn, which my mother got me for Christmas.
Thanks, ex-mom. Mm-hmm.
The only music my parents ever introduced me to was U2. And I think Sting. And also Train.
I think inadvertently my mom introduced me to Kate Bush probably when I was in third grade. And I don't think she had any idea what profound impact Kate would make on my life and the lives of our many listeners.
You know what had a profound impact on me at an early age? It was the first Train album for some reason. We were playing that. For some reason, we decided to play that first Train album 24/7 in my home when I was in the third grade. And so it's just all American Girl just kind of, you know, circulating at all hours in my living room. I'm not sure why there's such a strong attachment to that album, but, you know.
There was a lot of salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper in your household?
In my household. And, like, so apparently my mom used to, like, dance around the house, like, while holding infantile me. While listening to that.
That's why you have the music in you.
Yeah, that's why I have such a love of music today.
That's why you got the beat.
Train, more like...
Lame.
More like lame.
Honestly.
That was pretty good.
So...
I'll take that.
That was a pretty sick diss.
Of my... It's not even my... I don't listen to Train.
Train, more like lame!
Whoa! It certainly is nostalgic.
I think today's going to be a day about nostalgia. Mm. Not music-wise or anything else. It's just in the air.
Avril Lavigne's a big nostalgia factor for me.
Scooter Boy.
Scooter Boy.
Scooter Boy. Scooter Boy.
Yeah, that was all over the radio when I first came to Canada, just as a little boy, and so that's very strongly associated with new Canadianness to me.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think it was her first album too. I think it was when she was just bursting through.
Just busting.
What was that one called? Through.
Oh, I don't even know.
I don't know. It's like
Busted Deep.
It was the one with Skater Boy, Complicated, and You Said Sa-da-sa-da-da. Wait,
dang,
no.
She was a really big. Those were big hits.
She was a huge hit.
Had a ton of hits,
and she was even more. She was more important in Canada. She was very much more important in Canada. She was everything. She was absolutely dominant because she was a Canadian girl. You know.
That's true.
It's called Let Go.
Let Go, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's play some more songs.
We should play some more songs.
Yeah, you decide what that is, but we need to do that for sure.
All right. I wonder what it could be.
I wonder what it could be.
I don't know.
Heck yes.
Nationwide is on you.
All right.
Tugging at my hair, I'm pulling at my clothes, I'm trying to keep my cool, I know it shows. I'm staring at my feet, my cheeks are turning red, I'm searching for the words inside my head. I'm feeling nervous, trying to be so perfect, 'cause I know you're worth it, you're worth it, yeah. If I could say what I wanna say, I'll
cause I know you're worth it. You're worth it.
Woo! Jake is a little boy again.
I'm a little boy again. I was transported back. Transported back early into this little apartment in 2003. Yep. That's Charlie.
Yep.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
It could be the boy, you know? Could be someone else.
Can you do the boy sauce song you just came up with?
Oh, wait. Yeah, morning. I just gotta get it back. Da 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 da. Just three boys living in a house. Shoot, I'm trying to think.
You'll remember it later. Later. Hey, nice save there, though. Nice save.
Yeah.
He was gonna say fudge, and then he said,
"I was gonna say fudge."
Shoot.
And I was gonna shoot me. I'm gonna spend the entire show remembering what I just said. In the house.
But it makes some noise. Oh, no, just three. No. Oh, it's a house.
Living in a house, just three boys. Let's make some noise.
All right.
Oh, I like just anything where it's like stomp, clap, stomp, and then it's just like something about making some noise and just boys. Like anything with that, that's what I'm trying to emulate. Boom, clap. Boom, clap.
Woo!
You were just about to do it wrong.
I was just about to, yeah.
Oi. Oi vey.
All right.
What's Zach thinking about? Zach's got a whole new aesthetic. You can't see it, but he's got a new jacket. He's got a new shirt.
It's practically a new Zach, to be entirely honest.
My personality has changed too.
That new Zach.
There's nothing old about this Zach.
Right, yeah.
Except the oldest you've ever been.
Yeah.
Oh no.
That's true. I'm also.
Isn't that interesting that you never wake up being younger than you were before? You're always older.
Yeah. That's
It'd be cool if we shuffled that up a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Just like change things up one day.
I wish I could I wish I could turn back time to the good old days.
I wish I could turn back time.
I wish I could you wanna play some 21 Pilots?
No.
Guys,
some 21 Pilots?
Nope.
Guys, how cool are 21 Pilots?
It's cooler than if there were 22 of them. That's true. That much. It's like exclusive.
Oh, yeah. 21 Pilots Club.
No more than 21.
Best pilots you're going to see. I wonder
the 21 best pilots you ever did see.
I wonder why they called them 21 Pilots. There's certainly not 21 of them in the band.
Hey, you know, that's a really good insight.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a really good insight.
I appreciate it.
Insight.
You know, I found this podcast the other day where it's a group of four guys and they just review Olive Garden commercials, like 15-second Olive Garden spots for like 30 minutes, and it's really good. They just keep playing the commercial over and over again.
This has got to be like the fourth time you've told us about this.
Oh, really?
I keep thinking about it. It's so not memorable that you could tell me again and it would feel like it was new. So, you know, that's something to consider.
That's embarrassing. Okay, well, we can move on from that if we want.
Which of those statements do you find more embarrassing?
You know what else is embarrassing? Why don't you tell your story about dinner last night?
Oh, yeah, no, okay. So I made
He's making a curry.
I'm making a curry. I decided to put in some lentils.
He's checking it once.
And I just decided to put in the lentils instead.
He's checking it twice.
Putting it in water. And obviously,
we're going to find out.
And I was making it for my girlfriend. And
you got to boil the lentils.
You didn't boil the lentils.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't.
Wait.
And so I
Charlie didn't boil the rice once.
Yeah, but I didn't eat it.
Yeah, but then so I screwed up the whole curry. So it was just me and my girlfriend like trying to eat around the lentils. It was the saddest sight you've ever seen in your life. And I wasted like $10 worth of food. So if anyone wants to donate some Patak's curry paste and some potatoes and some veggies to make up for that, I would greatly appreciate it. But nothing can take back the embarrassment that I felt when I failed to, you know, feed my girlfriend.
Say, I don't care. All right. Got a public service announcement for y'all. That's a C, right, Jake? Because Twinkle Twinkle Little Star starts on a C.
Stop!
Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently, if you are off campus, dial 911. Although dialing your college's public safety number will eventually send emergency services, there may be a delay in getting the needed resources to you. Those seconds may be extremely important if it means life or death. So if you have an off-campus emergency, dial 911. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And just drop some knowledge right there.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of emergencies, speaking of going to the hospital, Mom, if you're listening, I've got a serious beef with you. I was shot in a duel in my dream the other night, and I come on home and I say, yo, Mom, could you please drive me to the hospital? I'm fading out. Like, I'm about to bleed to death. And she's like, well, just one little thing, one quick thing. Like, don't tell me about that. One quick thing. Can you, like, can you get the groceries out of the back of the car and bring them inside? Like, they're going to go bad. I'm like, I'm going bad over here. So if you're listening, that was totally messed up.
So, wait, was it, so you were shot in a duel, was it like a flintlock pistol?
I don't know, but I was dying. There was a point where I turned from knowing that my death was imminent to realizing that the strength of the human will was more important than the wound or the bullet.
Right. And then you got yourself there?
Well, I don't know, but I did play a game of Minesweeper. And if you're familiar at all with Minesweeper, you know that that if you click a square, the biggest number that can be inside that square is 4, because there are 4 face-wise neighbors of such a square. I clicked on a box in the dream, thinking I was going to play my last game of Minesweeper ever before I passed away, and I got a 12.
So that kind of
what
just...
am I supposed to do with that information?
Damn,
I was bamboozled.
Bamboozled.
And I was like, well, this game stinks. I guess I'm just going to go die now.
Maybe it was a sign. You know, maybe that was a sign of, you know. There was something fishy going on.
Oh, yeah.
You were in a dream.
Yeah, eventually I realized when I woke up.
Right. Oh, man. Zach, do we want to play some MBV?
Oh, we've got MBV on the lineup for today.
We got MBV on the lineup?
We do.
Do we have everyone's favorite song, or do we have something more obscure?
Probably something more obscure.
Ah, nice.
Before we take it to MBV, the Iceman are in music theory together, and
well, I'm an Iceman, but I'm not in music theory.
Well, you're not an Iceman.
What do you mean?
You're a bagel boy.
What do you mean?
public service announcement number two.
I eat as much ice as you.
If you're listening, and you have 35 to 100 small Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee cups, do we have a treat for you? You will be the guest of honor at Jake and Zach's birthday party. We need the cups.
You honestly
we need
will.
Them bad. We need those cups. We need them bad. We need those cups. We need them bad. We need those cups. 35 to 100 cups. We need them bad.
Yeah, we really do need those cups bad. And, you know, we're willing to compensate you monetarily as well as inviting you to your to our birthday party.
Yeah, there's a lot of capital floating around.
There's a lot to gain.
You don't even have to come to the birthday party, to be honest. We just need the cups.
You can really choose your own adventure as long as the adventure involves giving us those cups.
Yeah, that's chapter one of the Choose Your Own Adventure book.
And from there, you know.
Give us the cups.
Give us the cups.
And you then just turn to page 42. It doesn't matter what you do now. You gave us the cups. Just freely
get out of here. No,
read the book.
It's fine. You can do whatever. Really, you know, we're in debt.
I'd say that there's probably you probably stand to gain about $200.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds.
I'm not.
Oh
sure
yeah.
About
right.
Okay. $200.
We've got some serious investment investors floating around for these cups. We could raise that.
We can make it worth your while.
How did that the young lady that you were talking to about how is that going
with the cups must not be real. It must have been an exaggeration.
It was an exaggeration?
I think it was an exaggeration.
Well, if she has at least like five cups, then, you know, we can do something with that, you know?
Mm.
I've got one cup.
There's been no communication.
Well, that's unfortunate.
We've taken out several online advertisements to try to find these cups. None have been fruitful so far.
Yeah.
So if you have the cups, please hand them over.
Yeah.
There is a group of people who will do the responsible and right thing with these cups, and there's a group of people who will do the wrong thing, and in the wrong hands, these cups can be devastating.
Yeah, we're definitely the right people for these cups. And I think that if you want to see what we're going to be doing with the cups, you should come by to our birthday party. And that's
enough about the cups.
Incentive. What do you mean enough about the cups? This is literally the most important thing to us over the past like couple weeks.
True.
So,
all right, you guys want to stick your fingers in some electrical outlets or something?
Oh yeah.
I'm not sure if I can fit it in. I mean, well, you'd have to give me a fork or something like that.
For sure. All right.
All right.
All right.
Let's
play some music.
Let's play some music.
Zap.
Zip, zap, zoop.
Zap.
It can't happen here. I'm telling you, my dear, that it can't happen here. Because I've been checking it out, baby. I checked it out a couple of times. And I'm telling you, it can't happen here. Oh, darling, it's important that you believe me, bop, 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 that it can't happen here. Who could imagine that they would freak out somewhere in Kansas?
Kansas.
Could imagine that they would freak out in Minnesota. Could imagine.
Get us the cup. Get us the cup.
break out in Washington, D.C. But it can't happen here. Everybody's safe, and it can't happen here. No freaks for us. It can't happen here. Everybody's clean, and it can't happen here. No, no, it won't happen here. I'm telling you, kids, it won't happen here. Plastic folks, you know, it won't happen here. You're safe, mama. You're safe, baby. You just put the TV dinner in, you make it.
No, no,
we're gonna get a TV dinner and cook it up. Oh, get a TV dinner and cook it up, cook it up. Oh, and it won't happen here.
No, 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 man, you guys.
But they would
freak out
in the suburbs.
Everything's cool.
I remember Tutu, I remember Tutu, I remember Tutu, they had a swimming pool. I remember Tutu, I remember Tutu, they had a swimming pool. I remember Tutu, I remember Tutu, they had a swimming pool. And they thought it couldn't happen here. They knew it couldn't happen here. They were so sure it couldn't happen here, but Susie.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've always loved it. Yes, I agree, man. It really makes it. Yeah. It's a real thing, man. It really makes it.
Susie, you just got to town, and we've been very interested in your development.
Forget it.
It can't happen here.
What?
I think it may have just overflowed right into the next one.
I understand.
Damn. Well, that was good. We listened to that in Music Theory the other day.
That was really interesting.
It was actually like a nice little cool piece.
And they didn't talk about politics?
We don't have to talk about politics all the time.
It's a class about rhythm and form.
No, but that's obviously about politics. That song?
The song. We're not talking about the content of the song.
We're talking about the form of the song.
Okay, well, we don't have to talk about this for the form of the song. We can also talk about the lyrics are obviously political.
Well, no one mentioned the lyrics.
The lyrics are fine.
I'm just asking a question. Yes, they are. It sounds like they're talking about fascism.
Yes. Yes. That's true.
Great. So that's straightened out.
Can we get a weather report?
Yeah.
I got one question for you folks. What phase is that water in?
Plosmo.
Got one vote for Plosmo.
Got one vote. On the Facebook poll.
I think. It's ice!
Oh! It's ice, I say. That was good. That spooked me really good.
It scared me.
It is ice!
What's the traffic looking like?
Yeah, what is the traffic looking like, given all the icy roads?
Yeah, black ice everywhere.
It's getting pretty icy in the... Whoa!
You good?
Traffic looks a little bit like,
All right, Frank Zappa.
All right, Zackadackadoo. That was silly. If I could give a traffic report right now, I'd say I can't see much.
Yeah, me neither. I can see a tree. I can see the side of Halligan.
Well, if you can't see it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I'd have to go ahead and agree with that for sure.
Solipsism.
Let's play another song. Because.
Yeah, whatever.
Why not?
Walk signs on.
Thank you.
Hello. You were on the air.
Can I request a song?
Absolutely.
The name of the song is Anyhow, and it's by the Tejeski Truck Stand.
Can you look that up?
I'm sorry, could you say that a little louder, or could someone turn my headphones higher?
The name of the song is Anyhow, and it's by the Tejeski Truck Stand.
Can you spell Tejeski?
Yeah, Tejeski is the one that's getting me.
Also, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hello? Can you spell Tejeski?
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Can you play that one?
Can you spell the name of the artist?
The name of the band is the Tejeski Truck Stand. That's with a T.
The
name of the song is Anyhow.
All right. We'll look for it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. See you later. Thanks for calling in. Bye. All right. Well, we successfully answered the phone.
Mm-hmm. We did.
It's quite impressive.
So we have a...
Did you find it?
Listener request.
Tejeski.
Tejeski Truck Stand.
The jet ski.
I think really that the main thing is we need to find how to spell Tejeski.
Oh, like the store.
Tedeschi?
Tedeschi?
Tedeschi.
Tedeschi. Yeah.
Tedeschi Truck Stand.
Are we getting tricked into playing an ad for Tedeschi? Right. That'd be cool. Hey, well, whoever that was, I didn't catch his name, but it sounded like a nice guy.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in.
We've never gotten a call that wasn't asking for tech support.
So. That was funny. The call where she wanted help with the archive, that was very funny. She called and she called again. It was wild.
And she was on the air, and you had
to tell her. Were like, okay, so like if you tried restarting your Firefox.
Oh, Firefox.
We got the song?
Yeah, we got the song. All right.
This is for you. This is for
our listener. This is Anyhow by Tedeschi Trucks Band.
Trucks Stand.
Trucks Band.
Trucks Band?
I'm the one who found it.
All right.
I could have sworn he said Truck Stand.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, sorry. The sound was pretty low.
All right. We got him.
Running
All right. Well, that was a great request. I actually did enjoy that song quite a bit. Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
And thanks for the nice song. We'll be sure to take a listen to that again.
Now, you know, especially for the guy who called in, we're not going to take things into a weird place. The focus of our show is mainly on kind of alternative looking computer spoken track parody songs. So that's going to come as quite a shock after that kind of mainstream good music.
Good time.
So
good feeling.
Just as a warning, this is what's going to happen, and you're just going to, you know, this is new music.
Roll with the punches.
Roll with the punches.
It's all new.
I'm hoping that we can do some sort of riff on the Leslie Odom Jr. nationwide commercial, but that's okay. That's just my.
And we'll try our best later next week.
Here's a little performance piece.
Meet me.
It's a collaboration of many years of work, a lot of great minds in music. Our friend Avril Lavigne, our friends at Apple Computer. Our friend Alex, not Alex King, but our friend Alex
the voice.
The voice.
Alex the voice from the computer. Mac
and
Alex.
Our friends at the Audacity Project, as well as several other open source projects for making this all possible.
Let's give it a try.
Here we go.
Shut it down. That wasn't the karaoke version.
It was supposed to be the karaoke version. It says karaoke skater boy.
Well, that was obviously not Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, that's I think what it I meant. Think I think was it was someone doing karaoke.
Okay, well can we get it real quick?
It's too late. No,
it's not that late. We can play the YouTube video on this.
I'll do the shreddles.
This is a disaster.
We gotta do it.
Well, I'm gonna sing the nationwide song if you guys don't mind.
Okay, for sure, yeah. Do it, give it, take it away.
Can you guys I'll do some snaps? You got your mom's side. Nice. So just be calm side.
Nice.
Never thought I'd be married at 65 side. Hey, I'm just looking side. Hey, you better buy that ride.
Ooh,
that's why this nationwide. They help you know, protect and grow your many sides. Yeah. Nationwide is on your side.
All right. Let's try this one more time.
All right. This is one last attempt. Otherwise, we're just going to play this spoken track with no comment.
Yeah, that's fair.
She was a girl, can't I make it any more obvious? He was a punk. She did ballet, who more can I say? He wanted her, she'd never tell secretly. She wanted him as well. But all of her friends stuck up their nose. They had a problem with his baggy clothes. He was a scooter boy, she said, see you looter boy. He wasn't good enough for her, she had. Had a pretty face, but her head was up in space. She needed to come back down to Earth. 5 years from now, she sits at home feeding the baby. She's all alone. She turns on T.V. Guess who she sees? Scooter Boy rocking up MTV. She calls up her friends. They already know. And they've all got tickets to see his show. She tags along, stands in the crowd, looks up hoot, the man thoot, she turned down. He was a scooter boy, she said, see you looter boy. He wasn't good enough for her, now he's a superstar slamming on his guitar. Does your pretty face see hoot, he's worth? He was a scooter boy, she said, see you looter boy. He wasn't good enough for her, now he's a superstar slamming on his guitar. Does your pretty face see hoot, he's worth? Sorry girl, but you missed out. Well, tough luck through boys' mind now. We are more than just good friends. This is how the story ends. Too bad Thuth you couldn't see. See, the man Thuth boy could be there is more Thuth meets the eye. I see the soul Thuth is inside. He's just a boy and I'm just a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? We are in love, haven't you heard how we rock each other's world? I'm with the scooter boy. I said, see you later boy. I'll be backstage after the show. I'll be at the studio singing the song we wrote about a girl you used to know. I'm with the scooter boy. I said, see you later boy. I'll be backstage after the show. I'll be at the studio singing the song we wrote about a girl you used to know.
A place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ah, ooh, where was it London?
You've been listening to WMFO in Medford. Enjoy ah, some playlists.
Ah, ooh, where was it London? Ah, ooh. You hear him howling around your kitchen door. Better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. Ah, ooh. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. A gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw werewolves drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
One time your mind is changed for all of the angles of your life to sway. Two times your pride it takes.